This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Last night, we read a little article called The Trouble with Liberals. And I was lamenting the fact that Jacob Hornberger, who wrote the article, didn't write a Trouble with Conservatives article to go along with this. Well, it turns out he did. I just didn't take the time to look too closely for it. And
so, last night we read Trouble with Liberals.
Right.
Now we're going to read Trouble with Conservatives.
Right. And so, just to preface this, we're doing this because we care. Not doing this to attack you. Doing this to try to help you guys find your principles again. Because conservatives are supposed to be people with some sort of principles. So we're going to explore the trouble with conservatives. Your comments at 800-259-9231. Jacob Hornberger at the Future of Freedom Foundation writes, "The trouble with conservatives is that they fail to live the principles of freedom that they expound. The problem, however, is not simply that conservatives set high standards and then fail to meet them after striving to do so. The problem is that conservatives expound standards that they knowingly and deliberately violate. Consider, for example, the mission statement of the Heritage Foundation, arguably the premier conservative think tank in America. Here's their mission: to formulate and promote conservative public policies based on the principles of free enterprise.
And for that,
limited government.
Mm-hmm.
Individual freedom.
Okay.
Sounds good to me so far. Traditional American values and a strong national defense. These words, or some variation of them, are embraced not only by the Heritage Foundation, but also every other conservative think tank and educational foundation. Indeed, principles such as individual freedom, responsibility, free markets, and limited government have long been the mantra of American so-called conservatives. Yet a close examination of what conservatives believe should be the role of government in American life reveals that the governmental policies they favor are inconsistent with, indeed contradictory to, the principles of freedom, free enterprise, and the limited government that they expound. Consider, for example, that laws that criminalize the possession, use, and distribution of certain drugs. Conservatives have long endorsed such laws, enthusiastically. Just do a search of Heritage's own website.
Forget some drugs, just some plants.
Sure. Or that of any conservative organization, you'll easily find a number of articles supporting the decades-long war on drugs. In fact, one of the nation's most famous conservatives, William Bennett, even served as the federal government's drug czar, proudly enforcing drug prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
Yet how can drug laws be reconciled with free enterprise, limited government, and individual freedom? They can't be.
No.
Drug laws constitute a perfect violation of the principles of freedom and free markets. Freedom entails the right of people to do whatever they want with their lives, so long as they don't inflict violence on other people. Or as conservatives often say, freedom entails the right to live your life any way you want, so long as you don't infringe upon the rights of others to do the same. I can't actually ever recall a conservative saying that. I can't. Maybe they have said it in the past. But these days, they seem silent on that. Therefore, a truly free person has the moral right to ingest any substance whatsoever, no matter how dangerous or harmful. It might not be the healthy thing to do, but freedom entails the right of each person to make that choice, whether healthy or unhealthy. Most people would argue that smoking cigarettes isn't a healthy thing to do.
We're free to do that.
Yet,
reasonably,
very few people, including conservatives, advocate criminalizing the possession, use, or distribution of tobacco. Paraphrasing Voltaire, the freedom advocate would say, quote, "I don't agree with your decision to smoke cigarettes, but I'll defend to the death your right to do so." Normally that's say, "I don't agree with what you're saying, the speech that you're giving, but I'll defend your right to the death to give that speech."
And I think that it should be prefaced with, "I'll defend your right to smoke tobacco on your own property or on someone else's property," mm-hmm, "that says that it's okay.
But not on my property.
Not on my property,"
right,
"because we don't smoke. There's no smoking in my house. There's no smoking in my car. No, sorry. I'm not going to defend to the death your right to smoke in my car."
When it comes to illicit drugs like heroin, cocaine, and marijuana, conservatives knowingly abandon the principles of freedom they expound. Their position is that the state should wield the necessary power to jail and fine any person who possesses, uses, or distributes these drugs, even if he's doing so in the privacy of his own home. How can laws against drug distribution be reconciled with conservatives' declared devotion to free enterprise? The answer? They can't be.
Not even a close.
Free enterprise, as every conservative should know, requires that a private enterprise be free of government control or regulation. A system in which criminal laws punish the distribution of certain drugs is about as far as from free enterprise as one can get.
Mm-hmm.
A truly free market in drugs is one in which the government not only doesn't punish people for possessing, using, and distributing drugs, but actually protects their right to do so. But the story doesn't end here. How about public schooling? Consider another example of conservatives' intentional violation of the principles they expound, government-run public schools. It would be difficult to find a better example of socialistic central planning, that is, anti-free market activity, than public schools. After all, when we use that term, public, we're referring not to the general public, but instead to the government. Public schooling is a government operation. Even worse, it's a quasi-monopoly, a type of institution that economists have long recognized as anti-free enterprise. Under public schooling, the government, either at the national, state, or local level, plans in a top-down, command-and-control manner the educational decisions of multitudes of students. Attendance is mandatory, with criminal charges hanging over the heads of recalcitrant parents. Students are taught government-approved doctrines by government-approved school teachers, using government-approved textbooks, following a government-approved curriculum. And what do you think those government-approved schools and textbooks promote?
They promote more government.
The wonders of government and how great government is. Anyway, Hornberger says, I repeat, it would be difficult to find a better example of a violation of the freedom principles set forth in the mission statement of conservative organizations, free enterprise, limited government, individual freedom, and traditional American values. Again, free enterprise means an enterprise of free of government involvement. In education, it would mean removing government involvement entirely from education, separating school and state in the way our ancestors separated church and state. A free enterprise in education would mean the consumers, meaning families, would decide which educational methods to pursue for their children's, And it would mean that entrepreneurs and businesses would be supplying consumer needs. That's what free enterprise is about, as all conservatives should well know. With public schooling, not only is government actively involved in education, it's actually running the show. But while conservatives sometimes recognize this, as well as the predictably disastrous results of this government operation, the best they can do is call for some variation of government control, such as school vouchers. And despite the fact that vouchers themselves constitute a severe violation of the principles of free enterprise, individual freedom, and traditional American values. After all, what are vouchers except another form of government welfare? Something that conservatives, again, claim to stand against.
Well, I think that vouchers are a good step towards.
That's because you've been brainwashed by the conservatives out there promoting them. Vouchers are a welfare check, and
they beat the hell out of a public school.
While the private schools beat the hell out of public schools, what you're advocating here, Mark, with vouchers is that people be given money be stolen from people through property taxes, then redistributed to certain people that want to take the vouchers. Those vouchers are then given to the private schools, but they come with strings attached. The vouchers allow the government to better control the private schools. That's not what we want.
You'll still have more competition in the area. In that area, it's better to have multiple public schools that someone can go to than one public school that someone can go to.
But the point is, they aren't calling for freedom. They're calling for a reorganization of government. Anyway, how many times have we heard conservatives rail against a food stamp mother in the grocery store line? Yet vouchers are no different. They're a form of government welfare provided to people to help them educate their children. Like all government welfare projects, they rely on the power of the state to forcibly take money from Peter, who may not even have children, like me and you, Mark, and give the money to Paul, an action that conservatives usually rail against when it comes to food stamps. How can the forcible taking of one person's money in order to give it to another person be reconciled with moral values, which are another important tenet of the principles conservatives supposedly expound? Answer? It can't be. The immorality of the action, forcibly taking people's money, is not converted into a moral action simply because government officials rather than private individuals are engaged in it. Moreover, under the First Amendment, the state is prohibited from forcibly indoctrinating people's children with religious principles. Yet many people, including conservatives, consider religious principles to be an important part of a person's education, not simply on Sunday, but instead naturally interweaved with subjects he's studying in school. If you want to comment on all this, if you're a conservative and you want to defend yourself, if you aren't too embarrassed, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool this summer with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient cooling system can keep your family comfortable all summer long and may help you save money on high energy costs. You and your family can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. Offer ends August 26, 06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized License Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Keep cool with the new air conditioning system from Sears. Call now at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. It's your favorite iconoclastic radio show. Steve here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, as always. But right now, we are delving into some serious inconsistencies. The problem, the trouble with conservatives. Now, last night, we talked about the trouble with liberals, so we're being fair, okay? We're attacking everyone on Free Talk Live. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is totally free. In fact, we want you to keep up to date with what's going on with the show, so get signed up for our updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Like everything on our site, totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live's brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government, like that piece of food that was intruding in my throat. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. All right, so talking about the trouble with conservatives. And according to Jacob Hornberger, the trouble with conservatives is that they don't actually adhere to the principles that they espouse.
Now, just to be fair, last night we read by the same gentleman, The Trouble with Liberals.
As I just pointed out.
When? Just moments?
You weren't paying attention.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
When did you do it?
Moments ago.
Wow.
But yes, we've been attacking everyone. And he's absolutely right. They get out there, they espouse free market principles, they talk about smaller government, and they do absolute zippo about it. And so he's just kind of laying out some different areas, some real-life examples of this. We're in the midst of government schools. And he's pointing out that, the government control of education, communist in nature, centrally controlled, money stolen from people at gunpoint. I mean, just all kinds of infringements on liberties happen in order for the government-run public school system to exist. So he says the ideal way to solve this problem is to simply end government involvement in education, which would free families to determine the best education for their children. If a family wished their children to be inculcated with religious values as part of their everyday education, they could do so. Those who wished otherwise could choose a different type of education, and we wouldn't be fighting with one another at the school board meetings. We wouldn't be at each other's throats over what the correct curriculum could be, because there would be competing curriculums, and parents could decide for themselves. Unfortunately, however, conservatives cannot bring themselves to call for a separation of school and state. Resigning themselves to state control over education, they instead devote their efforts to coming up with schemes on how to teach religion in public schools, which is the title of an article by an educational policy analyst at The Heritage. Or they spend their time promoting school voucher plans, which are really nothing more than educational welfare schemes. What conservatives all too often fail to recognize is that religious instruction in government schools can be in no way called voluntary. Even attendance in public schools can't be considered voluntary, given their compulsory attendance laws. Students are there because they have to be there. They're there because of state compulsion. Equally important, their teachers are government employees. How can forcing children to attend state institutions to learn religious principles from government personnel be reconciled with traditional American values, which the Heritage Foundation and the other conservatives claim to support? Indeed, how can educational vouchers be reconciled with such values? The answer? They can't be. Let's go to the phones and talk to Jim in Florida, presumably listening on WUTL in Tallahassee. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Jim, are you up there in Tallahassee?
Yeah, man. I live right next door to Jed Bush.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations. You're our very first caller from WUTL land, so excellent. What's on your mind, Jim?
I don't know if it's the same nationally with vouchers as it is here in Tallahassee, but here, I believe you needed to be in F school for 2 years before you could be qualified to apply and get vouchers to go to a private school.
That's correct. Your school has to fail 2 years in a row on the, the state exam thing for you to get vouchers.
Well, it does wonderful. Happen. How giving of them. What a wonderful program. Ugh.
Well, I just don't understand why the people that live in the poor areas, such as over in Gadsden County and in the areas around here that do qualify as F schools, why they don't realize this is nothing more than an excuse by conservatives to avoid having to look into and do the work required to fix a broken system.
Well, the system can't be fixed. The system is broken by nature of government control. Government control is inefficient. It's centrally controlled, it's communistic in nature, and there's only so much you can do for the government system. Really, the best way to fix it is to completely dismantle it and allow the marketplace to provide educational options. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that if you pay these teachers a decent salary, instead of giving them $30,000 a year to work 60 hours a week, you might attract some quality educators.
Actually, it's interesting that you bring that up, because as I understand it, private school teachers get paid less in general. At least the new ones do. New private school teachers get paid less than first-year government school teachers, and they are far more effective than government school teachers are.
Would you rather send your kids to a private school or a public school?
There's no way I'm going to send my kids to a public school.
Right.
It seems obvious to me that the teachers are better at private schools, but teachers in public schools get paid more.
See, it's not the money. It's not the money that that is the issue.
Because that's what they always say. If you think about it, the politicians in Washington, D.C. get paid a minimum of $200,000 a year. Would you call them effective?
Well, they're efficient.
They're effective at making
money. I don't really think it's related so much to you're saying. I think it's the fact that the teachers in public schools are underfunded. Private schools are well-funded.
That's not it at all. In fact,
I've been in both. I've been to both private and public, and I'll tell you, the experience was similar as far as books and stuff like that. I'd say the biggest issue that I personally had was a public school teacher didn't care whether I passed or failed, and a private school teacher, they cared a lot. It was a big deal. I was on the dean's list in eighth grade, and I flunked a class in ninth. I was in private school in eighth grade, and I was in public school in ninth.
In fact, Jim...
Okay, well, hold on. One question for you then.
Go ahead.
If money's not a factor, then you tell me why all the F schools are in poor black areas and why Kate Sullivan and McClay would have rich white people that go to them. They have adequate donations and adequate funding, and why are they making A ratings and the places in the poor areas are making F ratings?
I can't tell you about the funding in specific schools, but I can tell you this, is that, there's certain areas where, communities where education doesn't matter quite as much to the populace by and large. Now, let me answer the question, and then I'll let you jump in, okay? Whereas if I'm sending my kid to if I have to send them to public school, suppose there's no private school anywhere, and I'm not going to do that, but suppose I have to, I'm going to make sure they get a good education because I'm going to educate them at home, too. And I would say that that plays a large role in it, is parental involvement.
Well, the places in the communities that are failing don't have adequate parental involvement.
I'd say you're right.
They're single mother areas. They're mothers that have five children with no father in the home.
Are we going to solve that with my funding?
No, Jim, let me suggest the solution to this.
You need after-school programs. You need mentors.
No, Jim, the solution is...
You need mentors.
Jim, the solution is to get government out of schooling. Because when government is in schooling, it essentially is taking the responsibility from those parents and saying, oh, you don't have to worry about where your kids are going to go to school. We'll make those decisions for you. There's no need to pay any attention. We'll handle the entire thing. If you put that responsibility back in parents' hands, they'll have to be more involved in their children's education.
I agree with Jim, by the way. I think we do need after-school programs and mentoring. Things like the Boys Club and Big Brothers, those are great programs. And they don't have anything to do with the government.
Well, hold on. Give me an example of how you're going to fix the problems in the poor areas. How is no government involvement going to fix it? Those people can't afford private schools.
Hang on, Jim. We're going to come back with more. Jim in Florida. More about private schools versus government schools and the solution coming up. Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free, including live streaming. There's a broadband version of the show there and a dial-up version as well, so enjoy for free. freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking with Jim in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And, Jim, it's rare that we hold people over through a break, but I wanted to do it with you because this is such an important issue that you're talking about. And it's an issue that people really just don't have a total grip on. They don't totally understand all of the dynamics of it. We're talking about government education versus private education. And I suggested earlier, and Jim, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I suggested earlier that the solution to all of the myriad problems that the government education system has is to end government involvement entirely in education. You suggested, Jim, the solution is to pay teachers more, and really, you got to be careful when you start...
That's not what I said. I said that you need more after-school programs.
Okay, but essentially what you're talking about is spending more money in the government school system, and you got to be careful when you start espousing things that politicians like to say. For the last several decades, the politicians' answer to government school problems has been more money, after-school programs, money for teachers, smaller class sizes. We just need
midnight basketball.
Just change the system and it'll work right. The problem is the system itself. And so I suggested we go to
And I made a point earlier that the schools in the areas that are rich and predominantly white are doing well. They're earning A ratings.
No.
Clearly
Stop. You're focusing on the government's own rating system. This is the government telling you, hey, we're an A school. Do you believe everything the politicians tell you, Jim?
Well, do you not think the test scores speak for themselves?
Let me explain wait a second. Before we go any farther, Jim, would you rather send your kid to a government A-rated school or a private school?
I would send my kid to Kate Sullivan Elementary School any day of the week.
What's that? Say it again?
I would send my kid to Kate Sullivan Elementary any day of the week.
We don't know what that is.
It's a public elementary school that is as good as any private school you can name.
I don't believe it for a moment.
You don't have to believe it, but it's the number one elementary school here in Tallahassee. The teachers continuously get excellent ratings.
Okay,
and you're
let's
talking
talk
about
the test.
System that's clearly not broken.
Let's know it's totally broken, and I'll explain why. Let's talk about the test first. The test that you're talking about is the Florida FCAT or whatever they call it. Basically, what you got is government schools are now shelving any sort of educating that they'd been doing up until this point, which wasn't much. They're shelving it in order to teach the kids to the test. Talk to any kid in high school, and they will tell you that what they're learning in class is how to take tests. They're learning how to take the government test.
But the whole purpose of that test was implemented by Jeb Bush, which is to find an excuse to further distance himself from doing anything about education, which he is not for.
See, here's the problem, Jim. You're looking to the government to do something about education. The government is not ever the solution. And you'd asked before, I suggested that we let the marketplace take care of education, and you came up with the typical response of, well, what about the poor? They won't be able to afford it. And if you're concerned about that, and I understand your concern, allow me to address it. Jim, just with a few questions. Are you a property owner?
Yeah.
So you own your own house?
Yeah.
Okay, so you pay property taxes. If I might ask, what do you pay in property taxes per year?
I mean, that's really not important.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I pay in property taxes. It's about $1,500, and that's because my house.
I pay $35 on my one house, and then I pay $2,000 on the other.
Right. So here's the idea, Jim. You suggested that poor people couldn't afford to send their kids to private schools. However, what you have to understand is when we're ending government involvement in education, we're essentially going to get rid of most all, if not a good chunk of, the property taxes that people are paying. Now, true, most poor people don't own property. However, they do pay rent. And when you're paying rent, you're paying the landlord's property taxes. And I have a piece of property up in New Hampshire where the property taxes are $6,000 per year. If I could end, if half of those costs were cut off, and about half of it is going to the school system, I could reduce the rent on those units up there by $200 to $300 per month. Now, here's another point for you, Jim. Government education pays about, depending on where you live, $7,000 to $10,000 per year per pupil to educate those kids. Private education, on average, spends around $3,000 to $4,000 per year it costs per year per pupil to educate those kids.
Well, hold on. I mean, why do you think that is?
Because government is inefficient, stupid, and useless, Jim.
No,
that's
it's
why.
Because the people that go to the schools over in Gadsden County, the people that are in the homes have $30,000 a year jobs. The people that go to McClay and other places, they're doctors, lawyers, their wives don't have to work, they can volunteer at the school. You're talking about single mothers with children who don't have a minute of spare time, and you're talking about thinking these kids only hope to be able to make something of themselves away.
That's ridiculous. I went to a private school, and I'll tell you, there were some people that volunteered, but there certainly weren't, enough people that volunteered to take away half of the overhead. I mean, it's double, man. It's double.
Jim, you don't seem to have much of an understanding of how inefficient
government is. You just hate rich people, dude. That's what your problem is.
I grew up in $1 million home, and my family is pretty rich.
So you're self-effacing. You're self-effacing. That doesn't matter.
I didn't get that.
Everybody deserves opportunity.
I didn't get that vibe from Jim at all. I didn't get that from him at all. It just seems to me that Jim has a love affair for government-run schools, and I'm not sure
why do you love government-run schools? Well, you have such a good plan, man. Explain to me your plan. How are you going to educate the people in those areas?
It's easy. You end government education and allow the marketplace to provide the schools. See, when people are demanding education, people who are in search of a profit will come up and provide it. And even if there are really, really poor people that can't afford it after their rent has been cut back, because rents will be lowered after property taxes go away, so they'll be able to save more money and then spend that on schools. But even if they still can't afford it...
And you're talking about an area of people who don't understand. They're ignorant. They're not educated. They don't provide their kids with good food. Do you think they're going to provide them with good education?
Then the sisters will come and provide them with education, as they always do.
There will be charity. charities. There will be schools that are run by charity organizations, for instance, churches, private groups that fund their churches on a voluntary the schools on a voluntary basis.
And I'd like to attack that voluntary angle, if I could, just for a second, Jim. Now, if I don't pay that property tax that we're talking about, they're going to take my house away. You're going to take my home away from me if I don't want to pay for your stupid little program. You're a bad, bad man.
No, he doesn't understand.
Yes,
that he's
now he does. I just told him.
Why are you using the term bad?
Because if you take people's property away from them, if they don't want to play with you, you are a small man.
Man, I'm not taking away nothing.
See, you support the government doing it.
I support public education.
Which means you would support them taking away my house.
How do you reconcile that, Jim?
I don't support anybody taking away your house. But
sir, wait a second. Whoa. Jim, do you want these after-school programs paid for by government money?
Man, I mean, the people that went to W.T. Moore, where I went to elementary school, most of them are doing pretty well. They had the opportunity to go to after-school programs that were at the school, not boys and girls.
Do you
want to
use government money? Do you want to use government money for these after-school programs you're talking about?
So you're what you're advocating is capitalists coming in and building
what the heck is a capitalist?
Profitable, and you think that's going to happen where there's no profit to be made?
What are you saying, that private schools don't exist?
In rich areas with rich white kids that go to them.
Sir, have you ever heard of McDonald's before?
Yeah, and everybody who works there is black.
Okay. That's funny.
Plenty of Mexicans.
And they make $5 an hour, bro.
Yeah, but no, what I want to talk about is the fact that they deliver hamburgers to people for, 99 cents? Okay, you can buy a hamburger at McDonald's for 99 cents, but if I walk into a restaurant, what's the hamburger going to cost me there?
Have you ever seen the movie Super Size Me? That's why.
Did you answer my question? What's the hamburger going to cost me in a restaurant?
I mean, it's going to cost more because it's real meat.
$8.
Okay. Well, the point is, they're delivering a product to people who don't have a lot of money. There will be educational providers that will be delivering a product, a mass market product, to people that don't have a lot of money. There will be charities that will be providing a product to people that have virtually no money. They'll be giving away the education. There may be schools that will be sponsored by people where the costs will be covered. There will be scholarships. I mean, really, Jim, what you're talking about is supporting a system of institutionalized violence in order to educate people. And I invite you to continue listening to Free Talk Live, because it's a little muddy for you right now, but
so
it will all become clear.
Obesity in America, you support McDonald's.
What? I support the marketplace where people can choose what they want to eat. I never eat at McDonald's, personally, Jim.
Why'd you bring it up?
Keep listening, Jim. You'll get it over time. We hope to hear from you again. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide, featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you like what we're doing, you want to see us on, you want to hear us on more radio stations around the country, you can help us. We've got a little program that we created called AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote is what it stands for. And essentially what we're doing is asking you for $3 a month. It's on a totally voluntary basis, the way things should be. Like those other talk shows, they want to charge you for their archives and all that. We give away the archives. We give away all the features on our site. So in return, voluntarily support us at amp.freetalklive.com. Not only will you get perks like access to classic archives, of which I just posted a fresh one today, you'll get some perks that are exclusive to amplifiers, but you'll more importantly be able to help Free Talk Live spread the message of freedom and liberty around the country and around the world. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. Ladies, come first. Let's talk to Kathy in Oklahoma, listening on KGWA. Hey, Kathy.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I'm listening to, was it Jim?
Yeah, Jim in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Jim sounds like he's still in high school.
Well, you know, these are new ideas. These are the idea
well,
of getting...
Well, I have to say, this is the first time I've ever listened to your show. And the whole libertarian idea is very new to me. But the more I listen, the more I like it.
Excellent.
My husband listens to talk radio all day. And he works out of his truck, and so he's in it a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm at home with a kid, so I'm actually constructing a castle for one of our kids at his shop, and all I had was AM radio. So it's not a voluntary thing that I was listening, but I didn't shut it off. I did enjoy what I've been listening to today.
Great.
And,
so what did you have to say beyond praising for Free Talk Live?
Well, I'm a former school teacher, and... I taught for 9 years before I made the choice to stay at home with our kids.
Mm.
And I got into teaching because I loved it, not for the money, not for the perks or the benefits.
Great.
And I didn't think of myself as a government employee, but the more I listen, the more I think I must have been.
Oh, yes.
I wanted to add that one of the reasons the private schools can do so much more education-wise than the public schools, and this is coming firsthand knowledge, is that there's so many blasted programs that we have to make sure that we have our checklist and we're taking care of them all. in the classroom of a public classroom.
Absolutely. Public school teachers' hands are completely tied when it comes to curriculum.
You can't innovate.
It's ridiculous. I mean, you have a little bit of leeway depending on the administrator you have.
Right.
And, you know, obviously I'm in a small town in Oklahoma, and there are more conservative views than not, and the town that I live in is not really diverse. And so general populace tends to agree.
Understood.
Does that make sense? So there's not as much friction that you have to deal with the public in that. But I think, and I may have this wrong, but since the 1970s, the school day has not really been added to that much time-wise.
Mm-hmm.
However, the public schools have been expected to add close to 100 programs.
Wow.
Well,
and
you know,
so
and
all this extra crap that teachers have to deal with, but they're not given extra time. They're definitely given extra dollars. The money is all in the administration.
And how about this?
And the administration doesn't teach anyone anything.
Right. And how about this, Kathy? The federal mandates as well. Not only do you have programs coming in from the state of Oklahoma where you live, but you also have programs being handed down on high from the bureaucrats in Washington,
right.
D.C., as though the people in Washington, D.C. have any finger on the pulse of Enid, Oklahoma, as though they know what's going on in Tacoma, Washington, or they know what's happening in New London, Connecticut. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And really, I'm sorry, but Jim earlier, he doesn't realize it, but he's supporting communism. I mean, that's what government education is.
Immature. I mean, to me, he came off sounding immature, not in an educational sense, but just life experiences. He sounded very young. And
well, that's okay.
You know,
I'm young. I'm 25.
Well, no? But he sounded like he was 16, 18, is what I'm saying.
I don't think so.
You know?
He sounded older than that. I would have called him at 23, 24. But
really?
That's a non-issue. The fact is, the government school systems are churning out people like Jim, people who have this worshipful attitude towards government schools. They can't imagine a world in which the government doesn't provide education, when in fact, that's the way this country was for what, the first 100 or so years, Mark? I mean,
at least.
It took a while for the government to take hold. And ever since...
I was going to say, here in our community, there's a very growing population of homeschooling.
And it works so... I mean, homeschooling's even more effective than private schooling.
Right. Who wins all the spelling bees?
Homeschool
kids. Homeschoolers!
Yep. And not only, Jim was complaining about cost. Not only is homeschooling better, it's also even cheaper than private schools.
Yeah, and why would you take your most valuable asset, the thing that you have in life that's the most valuable to you, and give it to the government? These people can't deliver the mail on time. They can't keep drugs out of their own prisons.
True.
I do not want to give my kids
no
to
way.
The government to teach
True.
Anything.
You know, and the only thing that I take any peace of mind from when our child goes to school is that we are in a small community, and I know the teachers, and, you know, it's a smaller sense.
Yeah, you have a little bit more effect. You have a little bit more control. But nonetheless, if we could end the government school monopoly, then you'd have even more control, because then if the school did something you didn't like, Kathy, you could say, well, you know what? I didn't like what you did. I'm going to withdraw my son, and we're going to put him in the competing school. And then the school might say, oh, we'll make it better.
Exactly.
Yeah, but they don't have that incentive now.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your money.
Yeah, because now they don't lose your money. It doesn't matter what you think of their education system.
You can have your kid in education. You can not have your kid in education. You cannot have a kid, and they're still going to still take your money. And if you don't pay, they're going to take your house.
Yeah, and that's just wrong. It's just wrong, isn't it, Kathy?
The other thing Jim was saying was the rating system of the schools, and that led to testing. And the one thing, I'm not sure if many people are aware of this, but when they, like in Oklahoma, a lot of the impoverished areas, the low socioeconomic schools, tend to be on the critical list, or, you know, the...
As a rule.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of a generalized statement, but it's fairly safe to say that. Okay, so what they do, though, is they compare last year's tests for fifth graders, say, to this year's class of fifth graders.
Got it.
It's not matching apples to apples. We're not comparing the same thing. As a teacher, my hind end was on the line. If I had been teaching in a testing year, which luckily I wasn't, but a lot of teachers' jobs were on the line because the tests for their class were low, or, you know, they were at risk of having to go to extra workshops to teach.
Right. Well, now, you mentioned jobs on the line. Now, going to extra workshops, that's one thing, but I'd like to point out that once a teacher is there for a certain period of time, they get tenured, and then it doesn't matter how lousy they are, there is no firing tenured teachers.
Yeah, and technically, there is no tenuring here. However, I mean, it's not called that. I don't know exactly what they call it now.
I don't think they call it that here either, but that's the word for it.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows the tenured phrase, but I don't know what they call it now. It is very difficult. It is possible to get rid of, but it's very difficult. It takes 1 year of being on probation and then another year of going through, like, hearing type of things. But the testing part is what gets me is last year's fifth graders compared to this year's fifth graders.
Yeah.
And you may have one class that has five exceptionally gifted students, and then next year you have a lot of challenged kids.
Sure, you can have a brain drain.
And
great point.
It's not the teacher's fault.
We
do the best we can with what we're given. And my grandmother's phrase was, you know, you can't make silk from a sow's ear.
Kathy, I've got to say we're running low on time, but I've got two quick requests from you. Number one, I know it's your first time listening. Do you have internet access?
Yes.
Okay, we've got a great website. It's freetalklive.com. I want to invite you personally to visit freetalklive.com and take a look at our Shrine of Female Listeners. It's a page where we essentially show off the fact that women actually listen to Free Talk Live. And we'd love to have you submit a picture to us for the Shrine. So definitely take a look at that. And then secondly, if you like the show, and it sounds like you do, what I'd like you to do is call the station you're listening to, and this applies to everybody that's listening on a radio station. Call the station you're listening to, ask for the program director, and tell them thank you for putting Free Talk Live on the air. And in fact, if you're only listening on Saturday nights, which up in Oklahoma, that's when we're on, but we also have a five-night-a-week show that we offer that they're not carrying. So tell them you like the show, and tell them you want to hear us all throughout during the week as well, if you don't mind. Kathy, and we'd love to hear from you again in the future. Thank you for the call tonight.
Absolutely.
We definitely appreciate
it. Thank you.
800. Hey, yeah, we're done, actually. Ian, it's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's so nice to have ladies call the show. Anyway, we're done for this week, but we'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And everybody, have a great weekend. Oh, by the way, there was some guy that called in and said he wanted to learn more about something, maybe libertarianism or Free Talk Live. If you want to learn more about both, our website's definitely the place to do it. FreeTalkLive.com.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you?